Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
and a riddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like so up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye, making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples, showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking, and roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out the truthin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but heads just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo hop back, I rock at the dawn, yes I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on, the lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip hop, I make the lips drop, knees not buckle and shake, now who's to make the wrong move, get dusted, busted, whack and see. You can't cut the mustard, I stick it to you like voodoo. So who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but ruling. You couldn't hang with the new. You what? Your goose will get cooked. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? The fly, robin, fly. Giving you whatever suits. You got the size, hey, Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, side your head. Hey, yo, I'm thinking red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Red fox, cutting out fox me. Because I'm foxy like brown. Break it down now. What? From the end to the start, lyrical murderer, pump spirit, hearts, I'm tearing parts to pieces, like Reese's, I freak it, speak it in tongues, put you on like Bonita Applebaum, you can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm on deck, swinging on the wax, striking them out like that, hats off, blast off, watch me rock it, sock it, to ya, whatever it takes to do ya, done, done. Top gun, it's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
Trying to get next to the rich.
to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to starve. Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, my leaf, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas is real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention we was him. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go. Heavy statement, count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead I take advantage, look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. 50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show long. Damn.
at you. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for
you. I even know how hard it is.
Don't doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman
at
that.
In this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our fits. We don't be knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world.
I ain't saying I'm innocent at all, though.
In this white man's world.
This song, yeah. Of all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews, pissing. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls, sorry. Cage with it captured on my rage and violence. In time I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations to do. It's true. Caught up in this world I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls born black in this white man's world.
And all the other ones.
Shot to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I pass his casket, gently ask him if it hasn't been Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. Still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, but suck, check yourselves. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl, we still struggling. In this white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood. We must fight for brotherhood.
All black. In this white man's world.
Direction
and a blink of an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die. Not gonna cry, why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Latasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for the cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama. Hope we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Never that.
In this white man's world, they can't stop us. We've been here all this time. No matter what they say about us being extinct, about us being endangered species, we ain't never gonna leave this. We ain't never gonna walk off this planet unless y'all just...
Franco, Ding, all the real OGs, we out.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
Heads up, eyes on the pistons. Y'all know this is how we do this, y'all. Let's get locked and loaded for episode of Fremont Radio. Instead of making history, taking history and taping history, y'all. Live and direct, y'all. Real talk, y'all. Let's get locked and loaded, y'all. Real talk. In fact, take a pause for the calls if you can. Open those front doors and back windows. Let them know where you at, what time it is, and what's going down. It's that Wednesday. One of our mantras used to be, this is the program that you cancel watching Empire for this, so Empire. That ain't have no more, we're going to be staying consistent. 6:30 p.m. Central Time, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. Call in number 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. I wasn't calling it 708, but you can't call it because I'm on that one. We got a lot to do. We moving and grooving. These are intense times. It's Chairman Fred, so we got to move fast and move organized. Number of things we'll be touching down on. Try to find my pen as we go, as we speak, y'all. A number of things we're going to be touching down on. Moving and grooving. Everything, or as I would say, everything is political. Everything is political. And I think it's imperative, as we always do, but I think particularly, this stage in the game, where there's a lot of this, and you got the posters everywhere. We just came back from New Orleans, Louisiana. It's election time down there, too, coming up. So you see posters and banners for different politicians here, there, and everywhere. And a lot of times cats are not able to distinguish politics from electoral politics. But again, even electoral politics is political. Music is political. Fashion. Words, terms, fashion, food, clothing, shelter, survival, how you survive, what you eat, what you won't eat. Again, what you will eat and what you won't eat. It's political. What you do for Klondike bar, you know what I'm saying, what you miss bar. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, it's political. You know what I'm saying? Those dynamics. The Oscars are political. How you view it. How they move, you know. So you see, things are just simply based on, you know, talent, economics, so on and so forth. Economics. In fact, Field Marshal George Jackson said you can do that. How people deal with economics, they deal with money. It's reflective, representative, regardless of their respective political line. So we live there, we're going to be touching on that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So if y'all can, some of the stuff we're going to be touching on, y'all may not be familiar with, you can, Google it. Some of the recent contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Again, we say hype, ain't nothing new under the sun. So sometimes there are certain cases where the crime is being heightened. There's a lot of uproar, a lot of discussion in regards to the Oscar. A number of different reasons, but in particular that of the phenomenal Angela Bassett, phenomenal actress in her own right, wife of a phenomenal actor, Courtney B. Vance. You know, we can run out of a list of roles that they have played. And just, you know, in addition to that, a phenomenal human beings who I had the opportunity to meet. We're going to talk about that in regards to this, the movie Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and her role in that. And there's Oscars, forgive me, I can't recall the movie, but Jamie Lee Curtis, Oscar being given to her. You know, what's your thoughts on that? Your input, so on and so forth. Also going to be talking about the politics of the cartel, because reality is the cartel, because a recent case, some individuals from South Carolina who had made middle age, 25-35 years of age, I think two brothers and two sisters, had made a trip to Mexico, if you were part of Mexico. And this, I think it's supposed to be the second trip they say in regards to some sort of cosmetic surgery or something. And this is something that, you know, people talk about discussion in regards to, like, we talk about Canada people, you know what I'm saying, for medication, people have to go abroad, do different things. You know, you hear different stories about the Dominican Republic, so on and so forth. But these individuals were kidnapped and by the cartel. And they were, shot at them, attention at lights, so on and so forth. And notice I didn't say alleged, because in fact, if you look at the flyer closely, it's to the point where the cartel itself came out and supposedly gave up four individuals who had run rank. In other words, this is not a sanctioned move. And they said they went so far as they thought they were some individuals from an opposing gang, as they said, from Haiti. And which expressed, you know, saying, you know, it helps expose another contradiction, like how they get down on people from Haiti and Mexico. And they say this is not officially, did not officially come down the cartel. This cartel, so this shows in regards to the structure and also the relationship with the U.S. government, you know what I'm saying, with U.S. imperialism. And this is something that we've been talking about for quite some time. And it should be pointed out that everyone, for the exception of the city of Chicago administration, whether it be the movies, the TV shows, Chicago, PD, you name it, acknowledges the cartel's presence. You know what I'm saying? But in particular Chicago, with the Sinaloa cartel in particular, you know what I'm saying, it's heavily concentrated there. You know what I'm saying? In fact, it was touched on briefly in regards to this being the major pipeline, El Chapo, certain decision by former mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, refusing for the movie El Chapo to even be played in Chicago. Why is it this is not to be acknowledged? It is similar to the position that was taken by former director of FBI J. Edgar Hoover, refusing to acknowledge that the mafioso exists, as well as also the relationship with the mafioso with the U.S. government. Also, we less than 24 hours away for an important decision to come down the courts in regards to long-held political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal. A number of things that happened. Again, long-held political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal, there's a serious decision to probably come down less than 24 hours. So we got to keep the heat up. There are a number of different campaigns that have been moved in regards to some. One, people are called to do a drop on Instagram, Facebook, whatever form, Snapchat, a drop saying, what does Mumia Abu-Jamal mean to you? You know, people call on, do poems, so on and so forth. We're open the door with that. Got another, again, I look for a call. Somebody, Sister K-Love, for the 100-proof. He's in Stateville, infamous Stateville. Y'all remember this group Lyric, you know, that was getting down, phenomenal, you know what I'm saying? So, this young brother was one of the group of Lyric. He's locked up in the infamous state deal under some serious conditions. Let me, matter of fact, let me text this flyer. Y'all forgive me one second. Let me know if I lost my volume. I hope I didn't lose my volume. Let me know if I lost my volume. If my volume is still good. Okay, that being said, oh, it came out of New Orleans. Let me see, I'm going to fly it too. Stephen W. Lynn on deck reminded me of Louisiana. And, okay. Show you that fly out to me if you can. Let's get those, volume is good. Volume is good right on. Volume is good also on Instagram. Hope volume is good on Facebook. So this is what we want to tap in with some questions. Those are some of the major subjects we're talking about. I'm expecting some phone calls and also in regards to some other cases. We'll be updating you more. Situation, young lady, I think 18 years of age. We're reading those report backs from Comrade Cool and some others in regards to a case. Young sister was found dead in an apartment on the southeast side of Chicago, and her family was getting no response, none, you know, in regards to this. They had a balloon release for her in the area she grew up in on 68th and Normal, I believe. And we're going to go in more details next week. So we're in the process of the people's investigation. But feel free to call in with any information you might have called it, the balloon release, or support, get the family, so on and so forth. And other cases. As I mentioned, Hunter Poopers and State Bill won't get his name and number, and want people we need to call the IDOC, some other stuff, that's in order to call the question amongst other entities. I make sure we can say, you know, we got all eyes on them. Right on, my sister Leslie Riley, the building power to the people, right on, love, respect, Stephen W. Lynn, free them all, no doubt about it, y'all. Free them all. Let's make history, take history, take history, y'all. Tomorrow we'll be at the house early. We're working on doing some sister IDOC remodeling work and some other things, though. So, put a card over, you know, we've been saying we're going to do this. And I keep going to call up an ambulance, chasing, touching this, doing that. You know what I'm saying? I got to buckle down, anchor down, and make sure we address this central move right here. You know what I'm saying? The nucleus, get that straight. Also, man, some calls in New Orleans just came from a phenomenal event for a comrade, Cornelius Chewies, 2 o'clock, 70th birthday, who just turned 70 years old. Engaged in a long range battle to save his home down there. His brother did 18 years in Angola, you know what I'm saying? And so we're going to get some more information on how you can support that campaign. All right, y'all, we locked and loaded. Let's make history, take history, take history. Before I start rolling, we got any callers in queue? So come for any callers in queue?
No callers in queue. Callers, if you like to mention. Can you hear me? Oh, I'm sorry. Free them all.
Are you loud and clear, sister comrade?
Free them all, yes, sir. No callers in queue. No, sir. No callers in queue. Callers, if you like to come into queue.
No callers. Okay. All right, y'all. That's Rumble. Y'all tap in, tag in, the better you come in with us when you can. 929-477-3785. Press 1. Okay, we'll start, we'll go straight at the top of the flyer. You know what I'm saying?
Brother
Chairman. I can't give you the exact history of the Oscars, but it's really like in regards to the movie industry, Oscars, I guess, in contrast, you talk about the Grammys with the music industry. You know what I'm saying? And there's different arenas in regards to the Oscars, whether it be, you know, best actor or best actress, you know, film editing, wardrobe design, so on and so forth. And this is, you know, and the deal is nothing, and this is an entity that, I recall even certain things like deadlines had to be reached and how meticulous it can be, even with the movie Judas and Black Messiah, how you have to get certain things in a certain deadline. It's like some machinery that certain things have to be put in by a certain time, with the reviews, the so on and so forth. So a lot of times people keep us detached with them. When the war season comes up, and like gardening or whatever, or hunting, it's a hunting season. What, you know, and the deal is, you best believe that the players involved, you know, say they take into account different dynamics, and there was some contradictions exposed in regards to the Golden Globes, the Golden Globe Awards. You had a number of different awards, you know, saying ceremonies, you know, saying with the Golden Globe Awards, in which certain contradiction about even the lack, or better yet, the non-representation of African people, you know, of black people, you know, on these boards, and a lot of times people can't understand the impact or how does that affect, you know, such the decisions. And you try to look at different the arenas, whether it be in the boxing, football, NFL. NFL, I'm about to NHL, National Hockey League, I'm sure y'all are pretty clear about that. The NBA, National Basketball Association. In any case, you see different faces, you say, okay, I see inclusion, I see, you know what I'm saying, you know, I see some black people here, so on and so forth on the football field, some actors get some jobs. But we have to tighten, like, be a little more meticulous in that. You know, terms that you may miss, you know, stagehands, you know, grips and best boys, different dynamics, you know, involved in certain things in regards to movie making. You look at it, like even the NFL, and, you know, like you said, what was, a lot of people say, you know, familiar about the historical, negating of black coaches and even the political dynamics of quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? And what does it politically represent? Again, politically. And again, we talk about politics, not only food, clothing, and shelter, but politics. the impact of you, what sticks with you, you know what I'm saying? What sticks in the minds and hearts, you know what I'm saying? Like certain things you can look in your life, you say, well, an image of someone that represented me or gave me, you know, inspired me to be able to go out and get food, clothes, and shelter. You know, I can identify with this, and that's political because a lot of times it may not be a direct hit. In other words, it may not directly be the substances or the food directly in your mouth at that time. It may, you know, impact you what sort of careers, what lane and lane to choose. You see certain dynamics, okay, it's political, there's certain propaganda, certain movies you make that you see, you know, it's so, whether it be just the hustlers, the pimps, the players, and that's politically sending a message to a certain populace of people. These are your respective, you know, aspirations, you know, so this is what it is. And to be able to feed a narrative to a respective community, you know, saying, and what age range you get it, that's political. How you view relationships, how you deal with each other. I just mentioned it was a piece of scenario when James Amos, who portrayed James Evans on Good Times, he was in Jamaica, and a brother in Jamaica was saying to him, see, you the impact you've had on so many people, men in particular, in Jamaica, he said, just the image of you, you know, you don't say directly, but the image. You look at, like, even brothers have viewed, like, you know, like sisters, and they'll say, Thelma from Good Times, or Thelma, not Thelma, Thelma. Let me say it correctly, Thelma. And, you know, the dynamics of, you know what I'm saying, a sister being, you know, beautiful, well, you know what I'm saying, without exploiting her. You feel what I'm saying? And that's political, you know what I'm saying? The whole dynamics of, like, you know, how we view men, how we view women, you know what I'm saying? The dynamics of just the imagery, you know what I'm saying, of a household, as, you know what I'm saying, you know, because, like, sometimes even just not, you know, if you deprive of even examples of seeing, you know, men, women, you know what I'm saying, organization, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that reflects your respective community. And this is, some people say, well, does it, one of the, a characteristic of colonizing the community is to get you to devalue the importance of acknowledging these contradictions, or don't speak about it. You know, don't even mention, like we talk about the certain contradictions, you know, the race contradiction, let alone the class contradiction. To say, okay, we can, you know, say, whether it be food, whether it be clothing, whether it be entertainment, to just say, okay, you do have that, and say, no, it's not. I mean, even if you were to even have the discussion. Maybe being, this hypothetically, so we're not talking about even being colonized. Just the dynamic of two different races or cultures. You know what I'm saying? Minister, you talk about the dynamic of a culturation. Well, you're impacted when you just by coming into contact. You know, the people talk about even when you have sexual relationships, you're impacted by it. You know what I'm saying? You pick up certain dynamics. You pick up on it. Certain behaviors and so on and so forth, you know. You can be in close vicinity of anyone. Let's long we start adding other dynamics to it, such as who's feeding you, you know what I'm saying? The substances. You start talking, you know what I'm saying, who's in control? When I say control, like, you know, we have to challenge such incorrect narratives. They say with slave owner Thomas Jefferson had a relationship with that of Sally Hemings, you know what I'm saying, slave on the planet. Plantation, Thomas Jefferson, respectively. He said, well, I don't know. I think love can happen wherever it's set, you know, it is. Similar to what they're talking about on the job plan, that factor, that fear factor, or, you know what I'm saying, that you could be fired, or your life can be impacted. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? That impacts you. You come in, you want to have some relations that night. Well, I got a headache. I don't feel like it. Because that dynamic of this person, you know what I'm saying, controls the light switch. You know what I'm saying? And it's again back to that present entity of self-determination. So to put in, so you colonize, you know what I'm saying? Colonize to bigger than just individual relationship is one-on-one. The debt of impacting your whole respective community. If this dope don't get sold, how, you know what I'm saying, you know, how the heat is going to come down on the community. If the, you know what I'm saying, we had cases just recently, someone like with the police were shot in Chicago. And you've seen the repercussions that came down throughout the community. You know what I'm saying? How they shut down the city of Chicago after one of those dope sold in that, you know, those days. You know what I'm saying? The heat, you know, how the repercussions that came down. So this again, politics, whether you see it directly or indirectly, it's political on how you view death, you know, who's death, you know what I'm saying? Images, you know what I'm saying? What do you view? You know what I'm saying? Just say, wait a minute, what do I view as important? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, call in your thoughts on that. And like I said earlier in the introduction, I had the fortune, you know, to meet Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett. They're children. And, you know, I recall vividly, you know, just, you know, mention who I was. As the best immediately called the children. She said, well, the twins, the son and daughter said, well, wait a minute. So you have to, she said, she stressed that. She said, you have to know who this is. She said, you have to know. This is Chairman Fred. She said, Chairman Fred. And I watched, you know, I studied the eye contact that both of these children had gave me, that eye contact. And, you know, so these are different dynamics, you know, so they distinguished them as, you know, being a couple that happens to be in Hollywood as opposed to being a Hollywood couple, you know. And this goes against the grain. Like, you see the impact, like, even with the announcers, even with Michael B. Jordan, just say, we love you, Auntie. Just even saying that to other, you know what I'm saying, like, communication to other black people, it could be a no-no. It could be a no-no, you know what I'm saying, in the industry in particular. And so this is something that, you know, for full disclosure, I have not seen the movie. I think there's anything, anywhere, the one that Jamie Lee Curtis played, I've seen the movie. But I know Jamie Lee Curtis represents the political line. This is ranging from nepotism in Hollywood. This is Tony Curtis's daughter, you know, amongst other things. You know, in fact, it was some discussions recently about a particular picture in the background of her home, you know what I'm saying, when she was about to, you can Google it, you know, it's a child who was, like, making this a bondage or something, similar to how that magazine, because the magazine that came out, commercial, and they showed some issues with the children. And it was really revealed the arrogance of Hollywood and the ruling class. And it's a particular perspective, political line that's represented at the system. You know what I'm saying? Even the players, I know the details of it, why they're being raised up. You know what I'm saying? The way people encourage people, say, listen, this is what you want to roll with. So we're talking about the politics of Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? You know, an objective analysis in regards to the Oscars and everything else. It was on the cartel, you know what I'm saying? The recent situation with two black women trying to Pico. Was kidnapped. And this is something that the cartel acknowledged was a cartel. And why does the city of Chicago in particular even acknowledge that the cartel is here? You know what I'm saying? Many people believe it, and they hear about a shooting, a case, automatically they go with the usual suspects. You know what I'm saying? Black men. Free them all, my brother. Free them all in the building. Free them all, y'all. Yes, indeed. Y'all feel free. The Cub being a call in.
Free them all.
929-47. Free them all, comrade.
Free them all. We have Sister K-Love on the line. Free them all.
Right on. Welcome to Free Them All Radio, sis.
Free Them All, Chairman.
Free Them All, Sister K-Love. Free Them All.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Are you loud and clear? Can you hear me? Are you loud and clear?
Yes, I'm all, Chairman. Thank you so much for inviting me to come and build with you today on the radio.
Right on. Well, let me give a little, first of all, welcome. Give a brief introduction, you know what I'm saying? Though Sister K-Love is not in Chicago is no more, I was just, man, this sister and her brother, they in Baltimore, which that we refer to as Tubman City. Yeah, that's a story. I mean, the people should know that too also. Harriet Tubman was on railroad in Baltimore. Phenomenal poet amongst other. I resume to just that. I mean, because consistent with. I mean, cause for years, regardless of, so much work we gonna stand with Black Panther Party, because in particular, our two major dates: International Revolutionary Day, December 4th, August 30th, the Chairman Fred Street Party. Whenever we go all hands down, and not only just her, whatever other forces that she didn't keep me there physically, calling, to, you know what I'm saying, and say, how can you assist, jump, get in where you fit in, really in an example what we refer to as a code of culture. I imagine there's too many of us in the same thing, referencing the prison, for the people to be talking about some bling. In other words, you'll say, what points of unity can you have, you know what I'm saying, using your art, your talent, you know what I'm saying, and you guys the struggle, and it is her and her amongst others have been phenomenal examples. Also, in particular, those who've been rolling with us for quite some time, these youngsters in particular, they're not youngsters no more, but they're lyric. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the plays, integrating, you know what I'm saying, the legacy of the work of the Black Panther Party is what the Black Panther Party clubs do, you know what I'm saying? In an innovative way, in a creative way, because as Minister E.P. Newman said, our people do not read as much as we would like for them to read. And them taking that, you know what I'm saying, putting that peel in the applesauce, with poetry, you name it, you know, on a consistent basis. And also, I must add this too, never not taking a blue line in regards to this legacy, her respect, you know what I'm saying, and this reflective with the people she be around too, they come around, and not just with the titles, you know what I'm saying, and I know ego trip, but in the titles, also when different groups of people try to play games, legacy, wherever she's at, she's in Baltimore, she's in the barbershop, she, y'all know Chairman Fred, calling, touching down, so on and so forth. I mentioned this group lyric, and I want y'all to do some back. I like to point out people's resumes, and these then youngsters. You know, one I just seen not too long ago. In fact, one of the pieces was actually supposed to have been included in the Judas and Black Messiah. The piece is a piece where December 4th, IRD. Why I came and spoke, and they said, "Well, we can't do it. We didn't get permission." So we called it. They said, "No, y'all get. We get permission. Everybody said, and I really want that to be in there. And so I'm gonna try to see if we can find it. You know, say I'm gonna get it posted on our page. And it was like a play, a narrative. Different people playing. Everyone from Chandler Fred to Akua Jerry, then Deborah Johnson, and that's the only the young sisters. You know, what I'm saying, and she would grab them. Had real play, you know what I'm saying, talking about, you know what I'm saying, these, not just forces who are gone, physically gone, but given, as the old axiom goes, giving them their flowers as they, while they're here, and cut to the chase. We're talking about the conditions, you know what I'm saying, we're talking about this present still going on right now in regards to long held political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal. You know what I'm saying? We don't y'all really be on point with this here. And y'all have heard me speak on a number of different cases about my visible and also my unfortunate but fortunate. I'm going to say unfortunate. My experiences while I was held captive, and I mentioned a number of different times, I mentioned places, the infamous Stateville with Chairman Fred himself. My father, he was there. And I was held there myself, and this, and just the mention of, in fact, we refer to it as Deathville. This is a place that actually was supposed to, the EPA Environmental Protection Agency said supposed to be closed down. You know what I'm saying? The acknowledged contradictions. You know what I'm saying? The violations with the water. And Jale used to be like a place, you know, saying you just come in, receive an area, and you transfer. Stateville has been there now, and so the administration get extra bogus with you when you know you should be in transient. In other words, you know, saying like you know, what I'm saying transient, you on the move, you are coming through there, and this young brother, Hunter Proof, you know, what I'm saying this was recently taken into the infamous place, And I'm told it's not uncommon to see it, but you know, we should never, as Asada Shakur said, never get used to this. Again, you hear stories about somebody not eating in 2-3 days. When I got the call, I was flashing back. I was on the road back from Louisiana, and think about this. And I tell you, one of the pros and cons with us is we adapt so well. We're like, okay, we'll figure it out. I'm talking about literally not eating. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, the horrid details and conditions that go down there, and this brother's down, we have to move fast and organize on the seas of time while we got our political doors open, acknowledging what's happening.
So I got an update for you,
and this young brother. Okay, please do give update us.
So one of my sons, just to give more information that you didn't give, one of my sons that was a part of Lyric the organization, got locked up for having a gun in his car, not doing anything with it, didn't get pulled over about the gun, but they found the gun in his car. They locked him up. He went before parole board on February the 8th. He got resumed. That means that he was supposed to be let go to a holding site. The officer drug their feet on coming out and checking the holding site for him so that he could get released. Here we are a whole month later, a month and a couple of weeks, a whole month later, still locked up, and now the conditions has changed. He was a victim of being bullied by the CO the other day. The CO was attempting to bully him. He gave him an option of staying in the lunchroom or going back to his cell. My son chose to go back to his cell rather than stay in the lunchroom and be bullied. That resulted in them moving him into something similar to isolation. They put him on the third floor where nobody comes to. They put him in a cell where the toilet wasn't working properly. He had to go to the bathroom. The toilet overflowed. Feces all over the floor. They left him in that cell for 24 hours. The next following days, the lunch tray did not come to him for 2 days. So he didn't eat for 2 days. The sink in the room they were holding him in had mold around it, so he couldn't drink the water. So my son called me for 2 days, no food in his belly, no water, and just really, really distressed considering the fact that he's technically supposed to be out but still being there. They withheld his pain medicine from him. He was having toothache and something going on with his foot. They did not give him his medicine for 2 days. Now, I don't know what happened between when I called you yesterday, Chairman, and about 3 hours later, but 3 hours later, my son called me back and told me they finally brought him a tray. So he finally got the tray right after I spoke to you yesterday. And so today, his sister called down. Like I said, I've been calling down there. His sister's been calling down there. I don't know if you have some people. I have a friend of mine that's a lawyer as well.
She called, made
some calls. And so today I'm happy to give an update that they assigned another officer. The officer went out and checked his holding space. It got approved, and he should be released as early as tomorrow.
Right on for the update. We want, you know, so we keep our guards up, you know what I'm saying? When we say terms, like, you know, and I'm not saying this in no egotistical way. The potential of the people, this is not cliches, you know what I'm saying? Just turning the lights on. One of the Achilles' heels with this system is it moves in the dark, and just the people, I'm talking about, just heightening the contradictions, calling in, asking, you know, so I remember the sister asked me one time about the Tyree Nichols. She said, "Chairman, I don't know why I feel connected to this." I said, no, you should feel connected to this here. This should impact us, y'all. You know, so with some of these call-ins and our people, you see different communities. They say a big hurricane, a storm came down and, you know, hit parts of Mexico. You know what I'm saying? You see people going to the currency exchange, sending money, or, you know what I'm saying, food. It should be something innate in us that connects us. You know what I'm saying? Like animals, they talk about how elephants can go find places where they calf or died, you know what I'm saying, or was murdered. And again, this I want to get to the stage in the game where we don't have to give that resume I just did, you know what I'm saying? We have to be ready on stop, drop, and roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, soon as we hear, start to be able to, those call-in banks, to be able to move.
Yeah.
Automatically, soon as we hear about situations, you know what I'm saying, beat down or murdered by the police. Sometimes we ain't can't afford the luxury. Well, you know, was they in school? Did they drop out? Or, you know, say are they a Virgo or are they a Libra? You know, automatically, you know, say this. I mean, respect amongst our people. I'm I feel it's inspiring. You know what I'm saying? It's like a second boot. The charge that I had today, I had an earlier situation. I'm talking to Brother Caleb Muhammad. I went to a phenomenal meeting with some brothers earlier today. My chest already was kind of out, but I'm on charge again, just even with this update. And again, I was giving some background on them, you know, and I want to make you want to keep us on point with that. And again, I'm gonna give y'all this quote. It's a book called The Dragon Has Come, to my Field Marshal George Jackson. In the preface, in the beginning of the book, says, "You go visit your son, your daughter, your loved ones, and you see the grass outside of the prison. It's green. The visit room looks relatively all right. You think they're being treated humanely. But the reality is, you know what I'm saying, I mean, it being dehumanized, you know, having those walls. And we have, again, I just rode past the Cook County Jail yesterday, and I was still impacted by it. And I just want to, again, commend the comrades, the people on those call-ins. But we still want to make sure, so I still have his name and ID number on standby, you know what I'm saying, just sometimes so I want to get that. And when we talk about those letters and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I said before, there are prisoners in Illinois who've been dead over 10, 15 years who the state still has on account. They're still getting paid for them. They still, you know what I'm saying, similar to in Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler said that his first victims in the gas chamber was those who didn't receive any mail. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I get the call, again, man, do not take that for granted. Your loved ones are being treated humanely. So I want to commend the people again for just, we say, turn the lights on. You know what I'm saying? And I tell them, so I don't know what happened. You'll be surprised. Heighten the contradictions. Man, again, heighten the contradictions. So again, man, right on. Caleb, give us his contact information. My chest sticking out a little bit more and more. You know what I'm saying? Again,
listen.
Hey, man, it's our people, man. We, you know what I'm saying? There's no justification to my. I can tell you some war stories on tour. Depriving you of food, them strip sales, they take you them sales. And the impact it has on y'all. I mean, I'm flashing back onto my and stay there. I remember them putting me in the cell when the feces all over the toilet. You know, saying no lights.
Yeah.
Strip cells. And, you know, man, I remember that vividly. You know, it's the breaking process. You know, but again,
and that's what
it's
I felt
also
like when he
morale
called.
Support. You see, this people on the outside have not forgotten you, and believe they study who receives mail. Who receives call-ins? That's what kept me alive. Minister UEP Newton said, "If it was not for the people, I may have come out of there in a pine box. If come out of there at all, you know what I'm saying? There's no guaranteed outdates. There are no guaranteed outdates when you hear a captive. You know, again, I would have prisoners get called up on visitation, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Again, for the record, so that people can know that you have we say one prisoner, one contact." Right on, Caleb, you can't give us their contact information.
So, which contact information are you talking about?
His ID number?
Okay, yep, let me give it to you right now. His
right.
Contact information is, all right, hold on. All right, the number
right.
that you could call is 800-666-6744. And his name is Cavassier Randolph. His inmate number is Y53749. And that's inmate number Y53749.
We will keep it on standby just in case they didn't follow through, you know what I'm saying, with his release. And also, he has received the food tray. I want to thank you again for your position.
Thank you, Chairman.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank
again,
you, Chairman. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? And we just don't hear from K-Love and these boys. You know what I'm saying? Under times of duress, so it's a consistent relationship again. And we gotta be connected to our community. And again, we might go times without seeing each other physically, y'all. But again, it got to be certain things. You hear a word, stick and move.
You know
right
what
on.
It is. Like when I told my son, I said, when he called me and he was sounding like he was sounding, I said, now, son, I've been waiting to push this button, because if I push this button, we going to send it up. But do you want me to call Chairman Fred? He like, push the button. Push the button. I said, well,
yes, indeed.
Push the button. It's going to be sent up. He say, push the button, Mom.
You better believe it.
Button.
You better believe it. You better believe it. You better believe
He's
it.
He's about to knock all his stuff over.
Let him know we got his back like a backpack and got his chest like a bulletproof vest. No doubt about it. Yes,
listen,
indeed.
And he said,
yes, indeed.
He said, why he was, you know, why he was in there. Like I said, that was one of my sons that, though I never wanted him in a place like that, I knew he had it in him to survive those type of conditions because he's been based in community, based in culture, so he knew exactly how to move behind the wall, and so he's been able to keep himself safe and do his own, you know, he's been able to do his own version of organizing, and that's probably why they were attempting to break him down like that, because he's a strong-willed, you know, strong-minded young brother, and so he took note. He took notes on all the things that was done to him. He made sure that he kept everything to his chest, and he said when he gets out, he does not intend to forget about those things. So he's definitely going to be pursuing. So what I'm going to do is next Wednesday, I'm going to make sure that I have him call in to give you the details of what happened to him. So next week, I'm going to make sure that he calls in to the radio station.
Right on. We on deck. Yes, indeed. It's inspirational. Again, we ain't, you know, our I'm just even having this discussion. I'm flashbacking on, like I see, them as youngsters, you know, so they're youngsters, you know. But the reality is, y'all, we have to have these type of conversations. We have to impact these, from the womb to the tomb. I mean, you know, so a lot of times we say, well, I don't want to have a discussion that, like, that's going to avoid these sort of conversations being locked up, so on and so forth. And they was talking about, you know, within our community in particular, when they say the talk, like some communities say, you had to talk with it, talking, you talk birds and the bees, sexual relationships, so on and so forth. That's necessary too. Don't get me wrong. But the talk also in regards to us as a people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole thing about, you know what I'm saying? What to say, what not to say, being locked up. This is a reality. It is a reality, y'all. It's a reality, you know what I'm saying? And you hear terms like school to prison pipeline, it's, you know, growing prison industrial complex. It sounds, it's like those are like euphemisms. It sounds so like it's just some natural phenomenon. It's not just growing. It's not just a pipeline. I'm talking about the plumbing is messed up, y'all. It's based on us. They got plans. They got numbers, and they got either they some psychics. Or stuff, the conditions I put in place to say, okay, this is what we're going to be coming for. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for they at us. You know, we have to acknowledge that. And these are discussions that we have to have. So we say the talk, to make sure this is inclusive also about this, how we, you know what I'm saying, our body language, you know, again, which you divulge and be clear. You know, the stations, and you know, they consist. Like, you know, just Kayla just said, just even, you know, I mean, the capabilities of organizing, they can smell it. I'm just like, literally, they can smell it. Even if you don't know it, even if you yourself don't know it. These people. I mean, this has been stories. They can tell you. It's bad. I can tell you some stories with cats. It was an individual I told you about in the Supermax. And I was saying the Supermax. He was taken down. He couldn't understand why he was placed in the Supermax. They told him who he was related to. Mickey Cogwell, people in the streets, Mickey Cogwell. He said he's related to him. He said he wish he'd have known on the streets. He said he'd have probably benefited off of that. He never even know. They gave him his whole lineage, who he was related to, all that. Again, our people that are the potential, you know, they study that. You know what I'm saying? So again, and it's a. To have a backbone, man, it seems to cry. We got to be hands up on it, y'all. You got to be hands up on it, real talk. And we got to, again, as individuals, we do, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be saying, well, I ain't really going to be no organized, no revolutionary. I mentioned earlier, whether it be in our poetry sets, whether it be discussions we have, that is in, y'all, on a consistent basis.
Yeah, agreed.
What's up, Kayla? We here. We appreciate you. You know, you go to our sale. We'll say anyway, man.
I love you, Chairman. I appreciate you. Always on deck.
Love you, Black. We know you continue to move. You're doing. We know you're moving around. But directly, indirectly, August 30, we got to see you again. If not before.
You already know. You already know. Free him off, Chairman.
Look forward to our brother next week when he get touched down us next week. Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
We live in the Rick House. The K Love goes updates. A revolutionary is never satisfied, however. You know what I'm saying? It's inspirational. You know what I'm saying? As Sandinista said in Latin America, the will of the people is greater than the man's technology. You know what I'm saying? People say, well, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? But I tell them it's like it gains a hopelessness. They're like, okay, well, that's you know, they got you. What can you do? Man, the people. I know it sounds cliche sometimes. It sounds cliche. Oh, you know what the people can do? I'm telling you, I can't tell many situations. You know what I'm saying? Without, man, but it's a brother tapping in right now. That's silent. Happy belated birthday. He was locked down. We was in so many camps. We need to put a comment up here. Chairman, ain't no strange happenings. We know from experience what goes on in them. Yes, we do, brother. I remember, man, I'm taking them to isolation. You've been through all that, man. You know what I'm saying? To come out with your sanity and be able to live lives, don't take it for granted, y'all. And, you know, and a lot of times we don't talk about what's going on behind that because it's embarrassing being oppressed. The prisoners in Abu Ghraib Baghdad, when the photographs was released about them, you know, stripping them prisoners naked, packing them on top of each other. People said, why didn't y'all say nothing? They said, we did. We tried to file grievances, so on and so forth. And some prisoners said it was so embarrassing. It is embarrassing being oppressed, y'all, but we have to acknowledge this, you know what I'm saying? And I tell you, it's more easier to internalize or attack ourselves. What I do wrong? So you can't, it's, man, not feeding you. So you can't, man, you would be hard-pressed to justify that with a dog, you know, real talk. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no justification with that, you know what I'm saying? And again, it's a different feeling that people have, you know, that people will reach out for you. And they don't even know you personally. You know what I'm saying? I'm fortunate to know this young brother, you know what I'm saying? His counterparts, you know, I done seen him in action, you know what I'm saying? I done seen him. But I remember a case of Daryl Hamilton, who was killed by Chicago Police Department December 2nd, 2002. He was shot 15 to 17 times. 15 or 17. And on 72nd in Dorchester. And a reporter referencing him as Daryl Hampton. And I recall saying one time in the news conference, I said, let me explain why you call him Daryl Hampton. I said, his name is Daryl Hamilton. However, you can't fathom me fighting and protesting for this young man if I didn't know him or he's not related to me. I said, I don't know him from a can of paint. You know what I'm saying? And that's how this has to roll, y'all. We live direct on Free Them All Radio, y'all. Making history, taking history, y'all. We got to keep that name, keep the information on lock and load. We get we gonna have him on deck with us next week. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all put us on the old stuff that they man the events. I'm just flashing back, man. One of the IRDs says International Revolutionary Day. Y'all need to come on through there December 4th. Some been warm, some been cold. That's a major date. August 30th and December 4th are two major dates for us. And K-Love, Brother Phenom, Lyric, just pull up, man, right from the ground zero, 2337 West, Chairman Fred Hathaway, a.k.a. Monroe, Hot Cocoa and everything. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about doing an actual independent movie. We worked on it, yeah. This before Judas and Black Messiah. Yeah, Yes, indeed. We live in the wreck, y'all. Y'all thoughts on the politics of Oscars. Y'all thoughts on the politics of Mumia Abu Jamal. Politics on Oscars. What's going on in Mexico with the cartel, so on and so forth. What's going on in Chicago with the cartel? You know what I'm saying? Feel free to call in a bit. Yeah, feel free to club in with us. 929-477-3785. We got some good news, y'all. We steady rolling, hey. Y'all. Press one.
Free
them all, comrade.
Free them all. We have Brother Nate Sanders on the line. Free them all.
Hello, hello, Brother Kimber. Yes, sir, Brother Chad. How you doing? I'm doing well. Calling back in from last week. Doing good. Listening to the show. Powerful show. Powerful show. And definitely right about the politics of Hollywood. They do want to control the image of us. They do want to control how people look at us. And even what you're saying about the, you know, how and why they target us even while in jail. Very powerful stuff. I pray that you just continue to keep on sharing this light and spreading this good news towards us. You wanted me to call back in from last week and answer a question about, so last week I called, we was talking about the election, how important it was this time. And, well, here, let me finish my thought. Yeah, because what everything that you're describing, we got to do something. Something's got to change. I know we're all organizing, we're all working, and I am presenting this vote this time, April 4th. I know we always get a chance to vote, but as an opportunity to bring about revolutionary change, in the sense of not just who's running, but what's on the table this time, all the changes that are being happening in terms of the police district councils to the aldermen to the new mayor and the mayor even that's promising to fund the South Side and take care of black people, like that is unheard of. So I do appreciate being able to talk about that voting opportunity. And last week you asked questions about convicted felons and whether or not they were able to vote, what was the process for that. So I did go back and get some information about what that is. And this is all from IllinoisLegalAid.org. So IllinoisLegalAid.org has information about, like, voting, all kinds of stuff. Their voting information is found under citizens and immigration, though. But in short, it says in Illinois, if you have spent time in jail or have a criminal record, you still have the right to vote. Once you are no longer in the custody of the Illinois Department of Corrections, your right to vote is automatically restored. If you have previously lost your right to vote because of a felony conviction, you will need to re-register to vote once you have been released from prison. So there is efforts. If you've been convicted, you have a criminal record, you do have to re-register once you come out. But as long as you're no longer in that custody of the Department of Corrections, you're able to vote. Also with that, they list out, you know, these specific situations on when you can vote. If your case is in court and no verdict has been given yet, you have the right to vote. If you are being held in jail while your case is in court and no verdict has been given, you have a right to vote. If you are on probation or you are on parole, you have a right to vote. So that point where it says if you're being held in jail while your case is in court, Cook County is a jail, will have a day, and they're going to have to announce it. They haven't released whatever that day is going to be, but they're going to have a day where they're allowing the people in jail in Cook County to be able to vote. So I wanted to be able to call back and just let you know that to all the listeners, everybody that's out there, that you do have this right. It is available to you. There are ways that you can mail in. So early voting starts on March 20th. That's next week, next Monday. There are 50 sites throughout the city that you can go to. Again, if you go to the I will put a link in the Facebook chat that can take you to a really good voter guide that does explain how the mail-in voting works and how the early voting works and has a link to those 50 sites where you can vote early. But even with that, you're able to register on the day that you want to vote. So once you go into one of these early voting sites, you can register right there and still vote. We're only voting for the mayor. And in certain wards, you're voting for your alder person.
This is for clarification. Is this what you just, Bridget Herring Banks asked us, is that for the United States? What you laid out is specifically for state of Illinois, right? Because
the state of Illinois,
varies, correct? It varies
correct.
State to state. So again,
yep.
Nate Stanley just addressed is specifically for Illinois and in Illinois, you have which is Cook County, and there. Or restate something you said too. That there'll be a date. Now, do we announce it in the county jail? Because the people in county jail, they can vote. So those who have people locked up, so they probably shouldn't wait on them to announce it. So should they say, you know, give me a white shirt, call a lieutenant, a captain up here on the vote, or how? Like, is it put out over the internet? What's the process about them? I know it's hard to get your lunch tray on time, get you a visit, and you know what I'm saying, particularly in county jail. How does that go? Like, you know, how would they know or they could? I'm just a court. I was locked up March 10th, 1997. My appeal was put in for the courts. They denied the appeal based on the fact that I did not appear in court. Again, I was locked up. They had me captive. I was in prison. And I was not brought to court, and I was denied. So that's the type of nonsense that, you know what I'm saying, the system, you know what I'm saying, will run down on you. So, at least theoretically, how do they say it's supposed to happen? Do they just say we stop jail moving that day and they can vote, you know, how do they say it's supposed to work?
Well, what they said is that, what they were saying is that there's a group or something that comes in and runs that election in the jail cell. And that group is responsible for, like, informing people of when and what they're going to have to do in order to get it done. Now, I've been digging around trying to find exactly, that's what I was doing, trying to find exactly what that is, because I knew that was a piece of information that was important. But basically, it was just saying that they haven't determined it yet. And I do – that they haven't determined it yet. Yes. So I do think that
that's interesting. I would like to see if we can – I would like to be involved. I would definitely see – I think that's something that we should investigate on about even that process, because similar to, like, everything else, we tell people, you see how – whether we're talking about the beatings or whether we're talking about the abuse that occurs in the outside community, you can only imagine how it goes on inside. You're talking about the contradiction with the voting machine in Chicago. Like, this is the city in which they say Al Capone still votes in, you know. So you can imagine some of the inconsistencies, the contradictions that are occurring, that occur behind the county jail. I would like to know. I would definitely love to put out a call to our viewers, listeners, et cetera, to you also. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? That people can. We need to be. I would like. I personally, as well as politically, would like to be involved in that. Oversight. At least watch. You know what I'm saying? Inside that county jail. You know what I'm saying? That whole process to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make sure the process occurs. You know, correctly. So I don't know what stage of the game it's in. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you, start finding out, like, even toward the election with, George Bush Jr.,
right.
Certain contradictions came out, Dick Cheney, the voting machines, and who got them, so on and so forth. So I think we should really find out who this respective company is, at least call for, like, a oversight. I know they're going to say, well, they want the lieutenants and guards, of course, to be there watching over things, but like a more, also some balance, you know what I'm saying? This is something we really should, see to be inclusive in discussion with everything, you know what I'm saying? That's the actual severity, because in so many cases, if you don't reflect our community, you know what I'm saying? I mean, whether we're talking about I mentioned earlier, so the costumes with the Oscars, and you go back and look at these boards, these are people who couldn't recognize talent in my community. They wanted to. You look at the juries, the jury pools. You said these are people that couldn't recognize if I'm in my innocence if they wanted to. You look at, the boxing entity. You said this person that does not know a sucker punch or a behemoth below the belt, from my community, they wanted to. And then, again, case at hand, We talk about such cases, you know what I'm saying, like in the county jail. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just even to have that balance, you know what I'm saying, and that's something also I think we should push forward, like even with respect to the administrations to come in and say, you know, so we want that actual people, representation of actual, you know, people on the ground, you know, to be in these different arenas. So let's definitely, I'll put a call to everyone. Let's find out who's over there, the particular group, you know what I'm saying, what checks and balances can we have, you know what I'm saying, to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that our loved ones, our, you know, people we encounter, that their rights are respected.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely going to keep looking into that, and I'll get that information all back with you. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that knowledge. Appreciate this opportunity. But, yeah,
thank you,
everybody out there.
I know so the countdown's important. Coming up, you know what I'm saying, like literally crunch time. It's going to get more. So April 4th, what is it, today?
April
4th. Today is March 15th.
March 15th.
So, we're here every Wednesday, so definitely welcome you back, you know what I'm saying. Down to the White, and that falls on a Tuesday. So that we down to a few more shows before the election. Yes, indeed.
Yep.
So we thank you, brother.
Yes,
you're definitely welcome to come on back.
All right. God bless.
Right on. We live in the Record Freedom on Radio. Y'all making history, taking history, taping history. A comrade, the W.C. Marshall, said, that's a very interesting point. You know, saying that actually the vote can come in, but they're not even get soap inside a lot of the camps. And speaking of which, we work on the confirmation date. Myself, Dr. LaShawn, Cassandra Greer, and others, you know, like I said, also input from the prisoners. I'm going to do something to this guy calling. Man, hold on, man. Hey, man, I'm doing a radio show. You know you were in trouble, man. I'm on live. Okay. I'm coming up with it tonight, man. Okay, but you know what I'm saying? I'm live. As a matter of fact, you're going to stop what you're doing and tune in to Freedom on Radio. Go on YouTube Live, Chairman Fred Jr., and tune in right now. We're going live right now. Right on. Okay, Instagram. Y'all let me know. I'm going to have to stop and shout over. I know. Because I lose the volume. Okay, I lose the volume. Y'all can't hear me, because y'all hear me on Instagram? Man, we had a phenomenal event down there. Conrad coordinated Chewy. And organized, put the word out, broke bread. You can't hear me? Okay, I thought so. Okay, come back in. Okay, one second. Okay, can we add? Okay. Okay. So, we're going to keep updated about that. Let the callers come back in. Whoop. Okay, there you go. What was that? Right on. So Nate Stein that you just posted in Chicago. Any other questions people can have, they can look right there. He just posted that up there. Keep y'all impressed on that. And that's what I wanted to say too, is on that. This card, I don't touch on a number of different subjects. Also, I want to get about this dynamic of Mexico with the individuals. I was saying, we also, for Women's History Month in particular, we're taking soap and water to a women's prison, you know what I'm saying? Down there. We've done it before. I'll look at the memory. Just seen the memory on Sandra Greer's page popped up from the last time we were there. So we'll be going making that trip again, you know what I'm saying? Get in contact with all the guys for water. We'll do that trip again. Now, yeah, crazy that sound. Taking soap and water to those here captive. Yeah, yes, indeed. Peace from B. Moore. Free them all right back at you. Be more, Tubman City. You live on the Record Field Mall Radio. Y'all making history, taking history, and taking history, y'all. That's what it is. By the war, politics, love, shit, huh? Yes, indeed. And the Chicago, it's not just said Chicago is the kind of town, gangster. He meant that, y'all. And it's only, again, I want y'all to go look at some old footage from the Harold Washington, Nora Elton, Mary J. Byrne, that old Eternal Donald, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, how nasty. You know, it brought the puss out of the sore, you know, the puss out of the sore. We live on the Record Field Mall Radio, y'all. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Excuse me. Any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chad, but no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to Comrade Gordon and Joy. Such profile, seen on the building, y'all. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. It's unnecessary, man. Real talk. They parked it 10 days ago. They found her dead. And this is a balloon release for the day. So, again, we come right cool. Gonna get us a report back. And also, some unanswered questions down in the community that you have. And regardless of the sisters, you know what I'm saying, being found murdered. So we're going to keep y'all updated on that. Yes, indeed, Cameron. Cameron, good to be right back at you, my brother. Yes. Okay. Responding to every state, yeah. She voting on a different for everything. You're good, yeah. Yeah, as long as if you have been convicted before, you can't, you know what I'm saying, you couldn't vote. Illinois, you can. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Toy girlfriend, friend, mom. Yeah, so keep us abreast. We're looking forward to that family. I'm going to call in next week, yo. Yes, indeed. Brothers, can see you alive. Yes, I'm with you on that. Yeah, with you on that. Good, yes, indeed. I just want to thank you. And without the support of people, it couldn't be. Brother Caleb Mohan called me last minute. Well, about the breakfast these brothers are having today, the first time. At a restaurant on the south side, Eat to Live, my first time over there. It was inspirational. I had flashbacks from hitting the streets with the brothers, you know, sitting up and down the west side, south side. Well, ain't no set tripping, man. We went to the dude, man, Cabrini Green, you know what I'm saying? And his brother has been consistent, you know. And, commend him on that. He's been consistent. The child on 17th, I was shot in the head 9 days later. Okay. This is young sister, okay, she was 17. Yeah, no support from law enforcement. Okay, we got to turn the heat up a little bit. Yep. Young sister, we'll get that name, get information, you know what I'm saying? Hit the social media contacts, you know what I'm saying? Flood the press, all that. Do our own press statement. Put it out there. You know what I'm saying? All that also. We moving and grooving this building, making history, taking history, taping history, live and direct, free my audio, y'all. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard, y'all. That's what it is. I'm getting a little studies. I ain't had my coffee with it. Tell me, okay, down 30 minutes. So, callers, feel free to tap in and club in your thoughts on some of the subject matter we discussed already. If you want to touch it, I missed on, or your thoughts you want to touch on. I think we try to cover all the bases, you know what I'm saying? People come back and say, I wasn't clear. We just hear the guys from Cartel, or even Hollywood, it's behind all of that. When the next movie dropping? Yeah, we working on it. Keep your breath, you know what I'm saying? Man. We try, you know, get it out of here. Yeah. Come to the questions and callers. More callers in queue. Excuse me. What we got on this station break? I need something. What I need? What we got? We got any Curtis Mayfield on deck somewhere? Any Curtis Mayfield? Because maybe we have.
We have a Brother Prince from Community Love on the line.
Welcome to Freedom Radio. Caller, who we have again?
This is Prince from Community Love. Thank you for accepting my call. Let me get through. I spoke with Daphne earlier and everything, so I just got introduced to her. I told her I was a big fan of yours and the movement, big fan of your dad. He's one of my heroes. His whole concept is kind of what I base my store off of, and that's community, community love. I got a retail brand store here at the National Harbor in Maryland. That's the DMV, Washington, D.C., Maryland and Virginia area. My clothing brand, Community Love, stands for communication, unity, and love. I believe that those are the three key principles that we need to move forward, that the people need to move forward in society together with. And, I always say if we can get some communication and get some unity, and if we get unity, we definitely can get some love. So, like I said, thanks again for letting me be able to call through. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about my brand and what we got going on here in DMV.
We hear you loud and clear. Give us a little background. Who are you talking to? The background, what you do, who are you again? Give us a background.
So I'm Prince. My name is Prince Hall. I'm from the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area, actually from Richmond, Virginia. I have a store, a retail store at the National Harbor in Maryland called Community Love. My store stands for communication, unity, and love. That's what the brand is about. That's what I'm about. I'm a kid from Richmond, Virginia. Used to be in the military. 6 years, I got out of the military and started my own business. And now I teach, besides running a retail store, I teach kids, other kids, entrepreneurship. I help cultivate them into becoming entrepreneurs at my store, teaching them things from graphic design, retail management, customer service, things like that. That's a whole program that I run there at Community Love. For 8 weeks, and then at the end of the 8 weeks, the kids graduate. We give them a grant towards entrepreneurship. So that's what the brand is about. That's what I'm about. That's a little bit of my background and everything.
And what are some of the programs you offer, and what are some designs that you? I mean, what are you gonna say? What we found on your website? What we look for? What we find? And what's unique about, what you do and who you are?
Okay, so the brand is called Community Love. My website is communitylove.site for those that want to go on there and check it out, see what it looks like, see what it's about. The program that I run at my store, I'm connected with the school system here in D.C., and I have kids come out to my store for 8 weeks where I teach them entrepreneurship, retail management, customer service, graphic design. I give them a grant towards entrepreneurship, stuff like that. So I believe in helping to cultivate the next generation of entrepreneurs that are coming up after us. And I think that that's the way that we can, help build community and help push our culture forward by being able to teach these youngins how to do it and to be the example for them. You know, so like I said, my brand, Community Love, stands for Communicate, Unite, and Love. So those are the three things we need, and that's what I believe in. You can follow us on Instagram.
You based it again, brother?
Based in the DMV, so that's Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. The store is located in Maryland at the National Harbor. For the folks that actually come out to Maryland and D.C. area, I'm pretty sure everybody's familiar with the MGM Grand Casino. We're right beside that, based right beside that. That's where my retail store is over there. So if you're ever in the DMV area, stop by the National Harbor, come over to Community Love Store. And hopefully we can get you there one day, Chairman Fred, and you can come through and see the store and see everything that we got to offer.
Okay, yep, for speaking engagements, this real quick, my contact is Chairman Fred Speaks. That's Chairman Fred Speaks at gmail.com. Chairman Fred Speaks at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, look, I appreciate it. Much love. You know,
well,
thanks again for being able to make it through to be able to talk to you.
Well, we look forward to staying in contact with us. Maybe down the road we might can set up some. We're in the process, you know, sanctioning one brother, let him do like a design for us in regards to the chairman of the party. But we had to take a few strings with him, you know what I'm saying. But once we might be possible to set up, you know, set up some with you, you know what I'm saying. Once we get an understanding, you know, in particular political relationships, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Okay. Okay, sounds good to me, man. Sounds good to me. And shout out to Daphne, too.
No doubt about it. Right on. So you're right. Yes, comrade, Queen Daphne, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Right on. So, yeah, so keep just staying tuned with us. My father was sending, I was texting this right there. Yeah, live. Okay. We live and direct.
In Fremont,
y'all been making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. Y'all, 1 second, y'all. Okay, get back on live. There you go. Yeah. Any questions or comments? What we do that? 18.
Fremont, brother Jeremy.
Fremont's a comrade.
We got brother Dre on the line. Fremont.
Okay, right on. Fremont Radio.
What up? This your brother Alamin from Chicago.
So you need brother Alamin from Chicago?
Yeah, I've been knowing you over 30 years.
Wow. Okay, right on. Okay. Refresh my memory if you can, brother. Forgive me. Don't charge it to the heart. You know what I'm saying? Charge it to the mind. You know what I'm saying? Get on up there a little bit. Don't charge it to the heart, though. Forgive me. Refresh my memory if you can, my brother.
Yeah, I used to be on the north side, but I met you through 14 Karat Gold, yeah.
Okay. Right on.
I used to go to the hood house. If you see my face, you know exactly.
The hood house?
Yeah.
What about the hood house?
54 from Halsted, I know all about it.
54, what's the exact address? 54 what?
I don't remember the exact address, but it's on the east side. It was on the east side of the street. It was almost to Garfield.
Almost to Garfield. Okay, we was a big hard hitter, and I say hard hitter, HARD HEART, with the youth in particular. We was a major program we had at the Uhura House. Yeah, a lot of people talk about to this day. What was the big thing going on there?
I remember, you know, feeding the homeless
and
educating
me. Man, hold on. My phone, brother. This is somebody else. Y'all trying to take me down memory lane. This is another brother just tapped in on the Instagram. Yeah, DJ Bagwood. Johnny Steph. Oh, man. Yo. Wow. This is somebody else. He just tapped in on Instagram. Oh, wow. Man,
you put me up on the Gyro Cheeseburger when I was a teenager.
Oh man! Oh, you went way back. The double cheeseburger with Gyros meat on it, huh?
He used to be a spot on 52nd.
I gained a lot of weight food with those things, man.
Well,
man, welcome to Free My Radio, man. Yes, indeed, man. And the food programs and the Terry Fair at the Roadhouse Disco. That's right, we out there. That's right, family. Make sure, man. So, I remember your brother.
I'm
talking to you, brother. I get this other brother here, DJ Bagwood. He's taking out every lane.
My brother was killed in Berwyn, Illinois, by the Berwyn police. So I've been trying to get in touch with you about that.
My condolences, brother. My condolences.
Yeah.
When was this?
In September of 2021.
My condolences. Okay. Okay, what's happening? How could we be a service? How could we be a service?
I'm trying to get attention to it and get a proper attorney for it so we can get to the bottom of it. I had an attorney, but he's working with us.
Okay, right on. Okay, give us a name and any reputable or some information or social media sites we can go to, do some research on it, and then Pacific, what stage in the game is it in? You know, was there any response to it? The police dismissed it. The same administration in place right now since it occurred. His name and when it occurred, any things in particular that we should be noted, whether like if you shot in the back or you know, shot several times or the police had the
history.
Train. So one more time, you broke up. Say one more time, brother.
Yeah, they threw him in front of a train. September 6th, I think it was.
They threw him in September 26th of 2021?
Yeah.
They threw him from the train. How old was your brother? How old was he?
He was 57.
57. Is this something the police denied that they did it?
It's under investigation, but it's still under investigation, but they haven't said either way, you know. Of course, they said they do it, but they said he jumped. But the evidence points to him getting thrown in front of the train because his shirt was ripped from the front. So if he was running and you tried to catch him, you'd no way you'd be able to grab the front of his shirt. You had to grab the back of it. So that's what leads me to believe they just threw him on there. He probably was trying to grasp to get away from them, and that's how the front of his shirt got ripped.
Any previous encounters with Berwyn police prior to this?
They had followed him around all day that day. They stopped him four times that day.
Huh. It stopped him four times in the same day?
Yep.
Mm.
And they followed him in the train.
Is there any articles that's posted that's at least halfway objective? In other words, there's an article that can be utilized, you know, from the people's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Does it give any information?
Well, so it's not really nothing in the media about it because they tried to hide everything. They just said it was an incident by the train and that just left it at that. But I have all the pictures from the scene, which I got, a private investigator found some pictures that a citizen had taken of the scene. It's very strange. There's no blood nowhere. I don't even know if he's actually got hit by the train. They might have choked him to death and used that as an excuse because wasn't no blood nowhere. They don't know this, though. I have the reports from the Berwyn police and the state police. I have all of that in file.
Well, Berwyn.
So
yeah, Berwyn,
I DM'd
for those who listen in, Berwyn is also another west suburb. In fact, we were just Ben and someone else just on the race history in Berwyn.
Yeah,
not too long ago.
Yeah, they always been prejudiced. So
yeah. I'm thinking, the initial move would be definitely again. I'll tell you some background on the particulars and the particular individuals that was involved in this. What's the status now? Okay, no charges, no dates. Are they trying to spin you around? Are they looking into it? Are we coming in with some? Through the door, doing some arrogance. What are they saying?
They're not giving us anything. I'm trying to hire a new lawyer because the first lawyer, he was acting like he was on their side, so he wasn't working. So
yeah.
I'm trying to find some.
Yeah.
We're actually trying to get to the bottom of it and solve what
happened. Got you. I need you to get some contact information for us, so we can flood those phone calls. To those in play, you know what I'm saying, in Berwyn. And also put you into the ground, see if it's a different administration since this occurred, or who's the major player there, who should be in regards to the exposure. So check on that for us ASAP, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Also send us a phone number so we can just call in down there. Also your brother's full name. That date again when it's occurred.
Okay. I DM'd you as well from my Instagram is the real LA Dre. Nipsey started calling me that when I was hanging around him. I had a business on the next block.
Oh man, you've been around good company, man. Yeah. I say so myself, right on. Are you on Facebook now, or Instagram? Are you on one of these with us now?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
Why don't you type that in for us then? Type that in for his name and your name. Give me who's Instagram handle again? What is it?
The real LA Dre.
The real LA Dre. All right. So we put out a call just for clarity. We need an attorney, right? Need an attorney?
Yeah.
Put in a call for an attorney and give him. I need you to give me some like those old articles or something. What they say, they're halfway objective at least. Get that put up here. Yeah. I'm going to have another call too. Some other people will be calling. My day brother's calling in. So post it on Instagram. As a matter of fact, a lot of my core audience, I know they go back to Facebook with me though. So somebody on Facebook want to tag my page. With the information you can give us right now, so give us much information you can, and you've done that way to open my breath. Anytime we online, and I'm put some more calls out too though.
Okay.
A different
Thank
radio show,
but
radio outlets.
Okay, I'm finna put my information in on the live so you can know it's me.
Yes, indeed. I need you to call in again. I need you to, you know what I'm saying, and did you give me a favor? Did you put up something? People, some old articles. Some people can go through. Go back and look at their case. Did you post something?
No. I haven't put up
anything. I need you to do that also. You know, since we're gonna get people more familiarized with the case. You know what I'm saying? So post something. If you know what I'm saying, we don't want you posting some slanderous article. They came in attacking them. You know what I'm saying? But if you can't find nothing in the mainstream media, whatever, at least give us something for some old social media posts that the loved ones said about them, or if you want some of yourself, get that put up there for us.
Okay.
All right. I look forward to seeing you again. I hate we reconnect in these circumstances, but I look forward to connecting back up with you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Real man, we live and direct, making history, taking history, y'all. Again, need that contact put up there, man. Dagwood, man. I'm telling you, we go back, man. What, man, whatever happened to Johnny, man, damn. I'm going to inbox you my phone number, too. Yeah. Who we got here? Dagwood, make sure I give you my contact, man. I tried to get you for an event when I found out who your old man was. I said, it's your old man. It's my old world. Y'all ready to get more calls in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. Call us 708-341.
Free them all. Free them all.
Free them all radio.
Evening, Chairman. This is William Stanley Miller.
Welcome to my radio, brother. How you feel?
I'm good, brother. Just got in from the hospital checking on my wife. Said I got in late.
Give us some good news, some updates as your wife come along.
Yeah, man, just the last test they did, man, they said they ain't finding nothing in her system, so she should be all
right,
man.
Sure you're right.
You know, she
just
had a colonoscopy, you know, so
right.
I'm a happy camper right now.
No, we say the people's pain reflects, you know, the people's love reflects. That's good news to our ears also, you know, that knows she made on her hearts and minds. Someone else, another brother, what's his name? Boss Man, who donated a lot of sanitizer to us one time. His wife, if I'm correct, I think she's still in the hospital too, so we'll send a shout out to her. She's in on our minds and hearts. But yeah, we live and direct.
Yeah, brother,
Greg,
man, you know.
What else are you mad, brother?
Hey, man, you know, just the Black Panther Party, when they started the free medical clinics, man. It's still so clear and plain now. We must press to start our own medical facilities, man, because I feel bad to have to leave my wife in this system right now. You know what? Systemic racism.
Yeah.
We still got serious medical apartheid going on, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't feel good leaving my wife in the hands of these people. They history precedes itself for us.
Yeah.
What happens to us when they get their hands on us? So we got to keep pressing to start our own medical, our own everything within this.
I'm hearing you loud and clear. Chairman Fred would say, you know, if you sick, don't go down. You know what I'm saying? Don't go down to Cook County Hospital. You got a common cold. You could do it. Just have someone from another community had to come in. Now they needed your sex organs, your brain tissue, and they got you. You know what I'm saying? And this is way back then. When Chairman Fred told this before, a lot of stuff we spoke about the theft of body organs. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you talk about anything with the music industry, the judicial system, the healthcare industry, the education system, the disproportion.
Yeah, like
you know how people are dealing with white people. And so I feel you. I hear you loud and clear. We got to work on that. We have to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time to get the determination. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can supply for ourselves and everything on our own terms. And even healthcare is political. Deputy Minister of Health Ronald Doc Satchu, who had a survivor on September 4th, 1969, he received the most hits. They came with the Thompson submachine gun and everything else. But Minister Doc would talk about, you know, that he stressed what they referred to the people's advocate. This is when you came to the hospital and, you know, said to get treatment, that Minister Doc would make sure that you were treated with respect, because I told you going there, we treat like some, you know, slab of meat at the meat market. You know what I'm saying? Are you scared to go to the hospital? Well, but again, how you deal with people, how you treat people, is reflective of your respective political line.
Yeah, I just had two experiences of Chairman, where they took my wife for a procedure. We talked with the doctors and nurses and stuff. And they said, as soon as we find out what's going on, we'll come back and let you know what happened. Me and my family sat there for 3 hours. Nobody came and told us nothing. So I thought about it. I said, let me go back and check in her room. I went back. They had brought her back to her room, and nobody had had the presence of mind or even came to let us know she was out of the procedure and back in her room. And you try to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I was talking to one of the nurses that was working with her, and I told her about, I said, these people don't care about nothing. All they care about their job and getting their paycheck. They don't give a damn about these patients. And she agreed with me that, because like I said, who's running the zoo, you know? And you know, there's still these young people are just like their parents and their grandparents. That racism is instilled in their psyche. They don't give a damn about black people. You know, so we got to keep pressing. We got to have our own stuff.
We got to. Even the again, it's embarrassing being oppressed. And I you know, we got to, brother. You know, since we're going to keep on swinging, you know, saying we'll be able to, you know, walk at you gum at the same time, you know, see these different institutions, you know what I'm saying? We've got to be able to give them and have them on our own terms. So I agree wholeheartedly. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I had the exact same experience today. She went for a colonoscopy, and none of the doctors or anybody that did the procedure came back and say, this is what happened, this is what we found, you know. Just one of the nurses came back, second guess on what they said they had found. They said they didn't find anything, that they had to do a biopsy or anything to check, but it's like, so it lets me know this is on purpose, you know, like, you don't get the same consideration. You don't come in here think you're going to get treated like white folks, you know. Racism and this apartheid system is not over, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really stressful, like you said.
Sam Cook and Lou Rawls and Lawrence Cook, I think maybe in Mississippi, he was driving, it was a car accident, and he had to keep rolling down the road because they didn't want to go at the same hospital. That was a Big Mama Thornton, I forgot. The medical neglect that there was not given to her, when she died as a result of a murder, you know, and keep us posted, we on deck, we appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, keep your wife on our minds and hearts. I want to thank you. I want to thank all the callers. Man, Dagwood, my brothers, man, Alameen, all the callers that called in. Subject matter we're talking about. Our comrade support forces down in Louisiana. Thank y'all. We're going to be on deck at the same time. Next Saturday, keep us updated with God's electoral political process. I know it's a new arena for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But keep y'all heads up, eyes on, fists clenched, y'all. You know, see, again, what's the call? Free them all. Just come right, take us on now.
Shit, tired of getting shot at. Tired of getting chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it. Spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G at Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights. Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times I once contemplated suicide and would've tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace, and even though we G's, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going fast. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Mansion.
every city. There's a place where life's a little easy, little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.
Well, I survive all the fights in the darkness, trouble sparks. They tell me home is where the heart is, they're departed. I've said that two tears that couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness peers cast gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians ban us, they rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest there, is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace while the other man shot him. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly place of slinging drugs. It does, man.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion. Every ghetto needs a thug.
Dear mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, drippin' peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Tasha show grown, tell a lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven. So come home, maybe in time you understand. Only God can save us when Miles Davis cutting loose with the band. Just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace that lasts. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear a mask and remember this face. Save me a place in Thug's Manny.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Thug Manny, we're back in cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.